Access more.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Get Your Hopes Up. I'm Christy Wright, and I'm so glad you're here. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by power of the Holy Spirit." Our God is the God of hope, and he wants you to overflow with hope. So let's start our week by getting our hopes up again. Now today we're going to talk about the hard stuff. What hard stuff? Well, any hard stuff, really. Last week, we talked about how to stay on the road that God has you on until he tells you differently. But what if you don't like your road? What if you don't like your job or your house or your situation or something else major in your life? What do you do when you find yourself in the wilderness seasons that you just want to escape from? You know, I mentioned before that last year was really hard for me. When I left Ramsey, I thought I would probably go into a wilderness season because typically in my life, the pattern is I obey God, and I go into a hard time. I know that sounds crazy, and I remember the very first time I experienced that, where I broke up with the guy that I was dating in my early 20s, and I did it purely out of obedience. He was such a nice guy. Everything was going great, but God just said, he's not the guy for you. So I obeyed, broke up with the guy, and I expected parade in my honor, a standing ovation, if you will, like the angels applauding me at how amazingly I obeyed and life was about to get easy and awesome because clearly I deserved a reward for my incredible obedience. And I got to tell you, the exact opposite happened. I felt pulled down into a valley of just discouragement. It led me into one of these really difficult, lonely, hard wilderness season. So bad that you look up and go, I'm sorry, did you forget what I just did for you? Did you forget how I just obeyed and I was so good to follow that call of how you led me to do that hard thing? Are you kidding me? Like, don't I deserve a reward right now? I remember that first time. And then it happened again and again and again, to the point that I knew, all right, if I'm leaving Ramsey, if I'm obeying in this hard thing, God's going to take me through a hard season. It's just the pattern in my life. I don't know if it's biblical, y'all, and I don't know if you've experienced that in your life, but almost always, if I do a hard thing and obey, I can guarantee it's going to be a hard time that follows. And what I walked into in 2022 was really, really hard. There were hard things personally. There were hard things with starting a business and the fear and the insecurity. There were hard things on all sides. I don't want to go into all of it because some of it's really personal. But when I look at 2022, even though I can see that good things happened and my best friend and my husband remind me good things happened, when I think of 2022, for me, y'all, I just got to be honest, a big, huge shadows over that year. It just felt like a big valley, like a really, really hard time. And I remember in multiple different instances throughout that year, I felt hopeless. I felt so discouraged. And y'all, I'm an optimistic person. I'm a positive person. That's a gift of mine. I also think it's something we're called to be as believers and the hope we have in God and the hope we have in Jesus. But I just, no matter how deep I tried to dig to pull myself up by my bootstraps and put on a happy face, I was just discouraged. And I remember feeling like it was never going to get better. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt so hopeless that you just can't see past what's in front of you? You know God is good, but this doesn't feel good. You know that God can change your circumstances, but you don't know that he will. You know that things will probably get better, but you don't feel it right now. You don't see any way out. You know, I feel like things have shifted for me in the last month or so, where I can honestly say I am coming out of that wilderness season, but it's still pretty fresh for me. I remember how hard it was that whole year. In fact, I saw something on Instagram from my friend Allie Worthington recently where she said, "Here's to the women who have been through the fire and walk out carrying buckets for the women still in it." Yeah, that's what I want to do. I may be coming out of the fire of 2022 for myself, but I want to carry buckets for those of you that are still in it. Maybe you're there right now. You're like, I am in the fire. I am in a situation that I cannot see my way out of. You know, when I was in it, and when I've been in it multiple times before, when I've been in this wilderness season, you just feel hopeless. And maybe you even start to draw some conclusions, like maybe it's punishment. Maybe God is somehow punishing you for something you've done. Maybe God's mad at you. Maybe he's distant. Maybe he's forgotten you. Maybe he's checked out. Maybe he's too busy helping other people with different or more important problems and he has forgotten about you. Maybe the hopelessness is even intensified because you feel like God is absent. You know what's so interesting though? We have this idea that life with God is only supposed to be blessings and abundance and joy and happiness and ease, which of course is insane because the Bible is the exact opposite of that, but we still tend to think it. So when we go through a hard time or an excruciating time, we assume that something's wrong. We assume that God is absent or we need to fix it. Can I just remind you that God is with you in that valley? Like, I know you know that. I know you do. Okay, so let's just camp here though, because I don't want you to just know it. I want you to feel it. God is with you in the valley. He's with you in the wilderness. He's not in the clouds. He's not paying attention to someone else and ignoring you. He's not even watching you from the heavens. He's not even just beside you. He is so close. He's got his arms around your shoulder. He's with you right there, right now. With every thought, with every fear, with every worry, with every wound, he's with you. He's wrapping his loving arms around you and going, oh yeah, lay your head on my chest. You can sob. You can sob. You can cry. You can scream. I know. Go ahead and tell me. I know how you feel. You don't have to hide it. You don't have to polish your perfect Christian prayers and sound so Christian and good and right and perfect. Say the real thing. Say how you really feel. I can handle it. He's with you. You know, I think of last fall when I was at a particularly hard time of just overwhelm and exhaustion and discouragement. I had this visual of God walking me through this valley, like not just a valley, like think of like to visualize something for anyone in my generation. Okay, think of the Lion King, you know, the really, really dark, terrible, like place with all the carcasses where the Simba was not allowed to go, like that place, like where it's like, it's scary. It's not just like hard, it's hard and scary where everything around you scares you. I had this visual of God walking me through a place kind of like that. And he's got his arms around me and I'm kind of hunkered into him like you would if you were going through a haunted house or something. You wanted to cover your eyes. I'm hunkered against his chest and he just keeps talking me through it. Come on, you're okay. Come on, one more step. You got this. I'm right here. I'm right here. It's the exact posture that you would with your child if you have children, where you're walking through a scary thing or a hard thing. I think of situations I've taken my kids to where it's either too loud or too intimidating or the crowds are too busy and it's so overwhelming. I took my child to a Titans game when they were little and they've got the big fireworks. It's so scary and your child just hunkers into your leg or to your arms and you go, it's okay. I'm right here. I got you. It's okay. You're safe. You're safe with me. I just want to remind you that God is with you. You know, makes me think of the example in Daniel of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard this before if you grew up in church, but I just want to remind you because this visual is for you if you're in that season, if you're in that wilderness or that valley or that fire. All right, I'm going to read to you from Daniel 3:16. It says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we're thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in the army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent, and the furnace was so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took them. And these men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. But then, you go on, and here's what verse 24 says. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." So I don't know what you're going through, but I just want to remind you that God is with you. He is with you in this fire, this valley, this wilderness. He is with you in it, and I promise you, he will carry you through it. I know what you're saying. You're thinking, "Christy, I can't do it. I don't have the strength." And I'm like, you're right. You're right, you can't, and you don't. But God is in you. You have the Holy Spirit in you, which means you have the power, the same power that raised Jesus from the grave. You have that in you, and it is that power that's going to carry you through this. In a supernatural way, you are going to get through this valley. Life is not only valleys in you, and I know that. You again will come out of this. You again will smile and dance and laugh. You will hope again. You will feel energy again. You will get yourself back again. That day is coming. You better believe it. All you got to do is hang on and get through this season. You know that God is with you. Your only job is to hang on to him and get through it. Y'all know I love to give you some practical things that you can do to help you in hard times. So I want to give you three things that you can do if you are going through a wilderness season. The first one is get in community. The enemy wants you to stay alone. He wants to kick you while you're down. He wants to take away your joy and your hope, and he wants to isolate you so that he can whisper lies to you and keep you stuck. So get in community. Whether that is church, a small group, a friend group, it doesn't matter. You need people to walk with you, people that know what you're going through, people that can fast and pray with you, people that will tell you the truth of God's word, people that will direct you to seeking him, that will speak life over you. You need people around you, especially when you're going through a valley. So get in community. The second thing you need to do is get in God's word. I don't care if you have a Bible reading plan. I don't care if it's on your phone, on an app, in a devotional, if it's a podcast you listen to. You need God's word getting in your head and in your heart to remind you of the truth of who he is when you're going through a hard time that's going to make you doubt. Because man, those wilderness seasons, they'll make you doubt. They'll make you feel scared and unsure and question everything. And when you get in God's word, it will anchor you to his truth. And that anchor will not fail you. That foundation will not fail you when the storm comes, when you're going through it. So get in community, get in God's word. And lastly, get in God's presence. Get on your face. Get on your face in prayer, fast, if that's something that you're open to. Get with your church. Just get in his presence. It doesn't even matter where or how messy it is or how imperfect it is. Just put yourself in his presence. Literally run to his feet, visualizing yourself running to his feet and going, "God, carry me. God, I don't have any hope. Give me hope. I don't have any strength. Give me strength. I don't have any wisdom. Give me wisdom. I don't have any discernment. Give me discernment. I don't have any energy. I don't have any power. I don't have anything left to give. God, fill me up," and believe it. He will do it. He will do it. The Bible says this: if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Ask, seek, knock. Again and again, the Bible tells us to come to God for what we need. So what do you need? Keep getting on your face in prayer, in worship, and asking God for what you need. Get in community, get in God's word, and get in God's presence. And I promise you, when you do that, you will get through this season. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me for my new show, Get Your Hopes Up. I'm so excited to hang out with you every Monday to help you get to know God, get closer to him, and get your hopes up again. In the meantime, please subscribe to my new podcast channel and leave a review. I'd love for you to be a part of this new story that God is writing with me too.